King County has an estimated 38,000 women and children on federal food aid. The program's funding will run out at the end of this month if Congress doesn't get back to work. Executive Dow Constantine did not mince words as he held a press conference in White Center, where many of the program's recipients live.
This is no exaggeration. They are literally taking the food out of babies' mouths. This has to stop.
He also announced that the county has put the more than 80 people who administer WIC on notice.
I'm sorry to report that the county employees who provide WIC nutrition services are receiving their 45-day layoff notices today.
He said the county cannot afford to pick up the $30 million a year that the program costs, as it's already filling the gap on mental health programs and other vital services that have been cut from state and federal budgets. Constantine says while there may be differences of opinion about Obamacare in the nation's capital, more than 10,000 people in our state have already signed up for insurance through the Washington Health Exchange. Meantime, U.S. Representative Dave Reichert, Western Washington's sole Republican in Congress, who had been silent on the issue, said he would vote for a no-strings-attached spending bill to end the shutdown. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.